You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood up next. Adding another layer of anticipation to Zach Gregor's upcoming horror flick Weapons, Emmy-winning actress Julia Garner has been confirmed to join the star-studded cast, which already includes Josh Brolin. Scheduled to commence filming in May in Atlanta, the production is set to run through June and July. With Gregor at the helm, supported by a team that brought success with Barbarian and Brolin's first foray into horror, following his triumph in Dune Part 2, expectations are soaring. Garner's involvement further elevates the excitement, marking another significant milestone in her burgeoning career. She was recently cast as a Silver Surfer in Marvel's upcoming Fantastic Four reboot. Next piece of news, Shana Knight Shyamalan's highly anticipated directorial debut, The Watchers, originally slated for June 14th, is now set to hit theaters on June 7th. Based on A.M. Shine's novel, the film stars Dakota Fanning as Mina, a young woman caught in a mysterious forest. Amidst unforeseen threats, Mina navigates alongside strangers, pursued by enigmatic creatures each night. With its rescheduled release, The Watchers promises to deliver a riveting narrative that keeps audiences on the edge of their seats. The film's premise, coupled with Shyamalan's distinct storytelling style, sets the stage for a captivating cinematic experience. As anticipation builds for its premiere, The Watchers stands as a must-watch addition to the summer movie lineup, offering a compelling blend of horror, fantasy, and mystery. More news, Sony Pictures is resurrecting the zombie apocalypse with 28 Years Later, a new installment in the acclaimed franchise helmed by Danny Boyle. Set to ignite a new trilogy, the film has enlisted powerhouse talents Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes, as reported by Deadline. While plot details remain shrouded in mystery, fans of the original 2002 film are buzzing with anticipation about this continuation. Cillian Murphy, executive producing the project, has sparked rumors of a potential return to the screen, adding to the excitement. With Boyle at the helm and Civil War director Alex Garland penning the screenplay, 28 Years Later promises to deliver another gripping chapter in the saga. Comer, Taylor-Johnson, and Fiennes bring their star power to the forefront, ensuring an electrifying cinematic experience. As production gears up, audiences eagerly await further updates on this thrilling undead adventure. Next piece of news, in a significant development for fans of Cormac McCarthy's revered novel Blood Meridian, award-winning writer John Logan has been tasked with adapting the dark masterpiece for the silver screen. Teaming up with director John Hillcoat and producer Keith Redmond under new regency, Logan's impressive track record, including his work on Gladiator, positions him as the perfect fit for this ambitious project. Set against the backdrop of historical conflicts along the Texas-Mexico border in the 1850s, the film promises to capture the brutal and harrowing essence of McCarthy's narrative. While details about the cast and release date remain under wraps, the enthusiasm of the creators, coupled with Logan's reverence for the source material, suggests an unforgettable cinematic experience in the making. Moving on, Amy Adams, the esteemed six-time Academy Award nominee recognized for her multifaceted performances, is slated to lead At the Sea, a forthcoming drama from renowned filmmakers Cornel Mundroco and Keta Weber, best known for their work on Pieces of a Woman. Adams portrays Laura, who returns home post-rehabilitation to confront the complexities of her past and redefine her identity amidst the familiar backdrop of her family's seaside retreat. Scheduled to commence production in Boston this June, At the Sea promises a compelling exploration of human emotions and relationships under Mundroco and Weber's direction. Produced by Hammerstone Studios, Ryder Picture Company and AR Content, the film adds to a lineup of innovative projects including Boy Kills World and Don't Move. Moving on, Kate Beckinsale, Scott Eastwood and James Cromwell are set to star in Stolen Girl, a kidnapping drama directed by James Kent, known for his work on Testament of Youth and The Secret Diaries of Miss Anne Lister. Inspired by the true story of Maureen Debugger's relentless pursuit of her kidnapped child, the film will commence production in Italy with a budget of $25 million. Beckinsale takes the role of Maureen, supported by Eastwood and Cromwell. The screenplay penned by Rebecca Pollock and Cass Graham promises to deliver a gripping narrative under Kent's direction. Last piece of news to wrap up, Apple TV Plus has rescheduled the premiere of Presumed Innocent featuring Jake Gyllenhaal, moving it from June 14 to June 12. The show, set in the Chicago prosecuting attorney's office, explores the aftermath of a murder accusation against one of their own. Gyllenhaal stars as Chief Deputy Prosecutor Rusty Sabich in this adaptation of Scott Turow's best-selling novel. The series will debut with two episodes on June 9th at the Tribeca Film Festival, followed by new episodes every Wednesday for 6 weeks. The production boasts a star-studded cast including Ruth Negga, Bill Camp, Elizabeth Marvel, Peter Skarsgård, Oti Fagbenley, and Renate Ransway. This marks Gyllenhaal's first significant television role in 30 years, and the series is executive produced by Gyllenhaal himself and J.J. Abrams. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.